This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing? How you feeling today?
How you doing?
Always feeling good, filling in for Dan Patrick. Again, yeah. If you dig what you're hearing, well, we appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate you. Happy holidays. We're on Monday through Friday. 2 to 4 on the West, right here on Fox Sports Radio, and a bonus podcast called Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. Because, well, how do you fit all this fun into 2 hours?
That's
normally
what I'm
for 2 hours, but it's a pleasure having that bonus hour here for Dan Patrick, again live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
You know, we were just talking during the break about how we're on a lot of East Coast places. So 5 p.m., by the way. We keep saying 2 p.m. on the West. We just looked at our affiliates, our afternoon show.
Yeah.
Mostly East Coast. So 5 o'clock East Coast every day with Covino and Rich.
I mean, it's easy math. 5 p.m., just add 3 hours. I know my dad can never figure that out.
Well, that's
out,
what I'm saying. If your dad can't figure it out, but I mean, just, you know.
I think the rest of the country can. West Coast always 3 hours behind the East Coast.
Hey, how does it work? Dad.
Yeah, always, never change. The Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here with incredible offers on exceptional vehicles you're bound to love, like the EQB C-Class or the EQE SUV. Find an exclusive offer on a vehicle you'll adore now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. And did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special, Rich?
Oh, tell me more.
That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible. You won't be held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
For the
now,
life of me.
We're in the middle of old school when 50 hits. We do this every Thursday on our show. When 50 hits on the clock, we throw it back on a Thursday, and today's Joe Manganiello, Magic Mike's birthday. He's 47, turns 47 today. And for the past few weeks, we've been debating here on the show what's worse, a sports nerd or an actual nerd.
And you know, he fits in both categories because he's a huge Pittsburgh sports fan, lives and dies Steelers and all things Pittsburgh sports. Well, at the same time, he's like a Dungeons & Dragons guy, but it goes onto the radar because he's also Magic Mike. So I guess if you're Magic Mike and you look like that and the ladies love you, you're allowed to also like Dungeons & Dragons, I guess.
So abs cancels out all your nerdy interests.
I guess so, right?
I guess so. Yeah, he's a cool dude. He really is. He's a man's man, absolutely. But it poses the question, you know, on a Throwback Thursday, because Rich says there's one answer.
Yeah, because we were talking about sports nerds and actual nerds, because Danny G had just taken his kid to Disney for the first time and said, the nerds that are hanging around like the Star Wars attractions. Danny, just quickly tell the little anecdote you told me off the air during the break.
Yeah, so Rise of the Resistance. By the way, I like Star Wars, but everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Right.
Rise of the Resistance is an amazing ride. I don't know how many years it took them to put that together. Everything to scale. Amazing. But we get inside, and at the beginning of the ride, they tell you where the resistance, where the base is located. And they say, no matter what, don't tell enemy forces where the base is. And this guy is with a couple of buddies in front of us, and they have matching Star Wars jackets on. He turns and looks at his friends, and he said, "If this was real life, I wouldn't tell them, even if they tortured me."
Oh,
he was dead serious. I swear he was dead serious.
Nerd. But for whatever reason, Dan,
nerd.
It's been like 10 years now. Feel like it's been 10 years where nerd is the new cool. So we live in the upside down.
Yeah, and also the custom $200 lightsabers. I mean, people go all out there, and they have the sleeves, like the protective cases for these lightsabers. And my wife went up to a park attendant and said, where's the nearest bathroom? And the character, the Star Wars character, said, "I don't work here.
I'm just a nerd. I don't work here. I'm just dressed like this."
No, the guy said.
So, you know, listen, you can say $200 for a lightsaber is weird. You could also say $200 for a jersey is weird, right? An official jersey. Someone might say, "Hey, you're wearing a jersey with another man's name on it for a couple hundred bucks." So, listen, there's sports.
But do we think we're in the game, though?
No.
We don't think we're in the NFL game.
I think some people do think they are. But anyway, there are sports nerds or regular nerds. But the question we posed this morning when we were having our coffee, getting ready for the show, we said, is there a number one nerd of all time?
And he's the ultimate nerd?
Yeah, and I said, there's a clear number one. And I don't think it could be contested. So that's where I say to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, change my mind. 877-99 on Fox. By far, the number one nerd in the history of TV, movies, sports, anything, has to be the one and only. Did I do that? Got any cheese?
I'd say you, Rich, are close second.
Steve Mother Effin' Urkel. There is no one even close. He's by far the most famous nerd in the history of entertainment.
All right, now
the same way you might
one to debate because the dude owned like a decade of network TV on TGIF.
You
said
your sister used to have an Urkel doll that you would pull a string and it would be like, "Got any cheese?"
Guess what, Rich? More than just my sister, like millions of people had that doll. So that's why it's a hard one to debate. But we could throw some other honorable mentions or potential winners,
you know,
out there.
I'm thinking, Kavino, the same way you'd probably say our pal Henry Winkler, the Fonz, is synonymous with cool. If you were to say, name the coolest character ever, you might say, not my generation, but the answer is Fonzie.
The Fonz, yeah. Arthur Fonzarelli.
I think the answer by far, if you said biggest nerd, no one comes close to Steve Urkel. Jaleel White, a character much like Fonzie that wasn't designed to be the star of the show, but ended up becoming the star of the show.
Now, nerd to me is also very synonymous with the 80s, and Family Matters is the 90s. So I'm feeling my answer may have a little more weight to it, okay? Because, again, it's very 80s. And by the way, I looked this up recently. I think the first sign of nerd was used in a Dr. Seuss book. Look it up. The first time it was ever published in American history, nerd was one of his weird characters. So he gets credit for, I think, even coming up with the word or publishing it. But if 80s is so synonymous with nerds, you know, and Revenge of the Nerds, my answer immediately goes to maybe Anthony Michael Hall. Or would you say he's a geek because his character was labeled geek in 16 Candles. He was the geek. He was the nerd. So I'm going to throw him out there, too, as honorable mention, because he played the nerd in several John Hughes movies and was also supposed to be the nerd Ducky in Pretty in Pink, which went to John Cryer. So I'm thinking quintessential 80s nerd was Anthony Michael Hall.
Well, when you Googled nerd, believe it or not, pretty quick, Steve Urkel comes up. Iconic character, clad in suspenders, arguably unfashionable glasses, high water jeans.
Are you describing Steve Urkel or Orville Redenbacher?
Nasally antics. Everything about Steve Urkel, like you could throw the allergies in there, like, "Ugh, did I knew that?" Like everything about Urkel was a nerd. You know, someone hit us up on Twitter, at Covino and Rich. Someone said, you know, because the show was popular, and as Covino pointed out, nerds sort of became cool in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Jim Parsons, Sheldon from Big Bang Theory, might be on this list.
The entire cast of that show.
Yeah.
Except Kelly Cuoco. Yeah, Kelly Cuoco was like the one non-nerd of that show.
So who comes to mind? 877-99 on Fox. We're trying to declare a winner of sorts on a Throwback Thursday. And by the way, we're also going to talk this hour about who is the current greatest player in the NFL right now. Is it still Patrick Mahomes? Because that was the answer for a long time, so stick around for that.
Nerd. What about Carlton?
Oh, that's a good one, Spot.
That's a really good one.
Carlton. Yeah.
It's not unusual.
He's
best,
a nerd.
Best
yeah.
nerd dance, for
right?
sure.
Right?
I mean, his whole wardrobe, think about it. He was a young black dude in L.A. who lived in a rich neighborhood. And,
Carlton wasn't black.
Think of it. The whole dynamic was Will was cool, and Carlton was wearing sweater vests. And he tried to make Carlton cool throughout the whole show.
Was he a nerd or a cornball, as Rob Parker would say?
Cornball!
He's a cornball!
Maybe that. And by the way, you're right. Dr. Seuss coined the term nerd 60 years ago.
I just happened to see that recently. And speaking of recent, again, I'm in New Jersey visiting the fam. And my parents had on Grease last night because my daughter wanted to watch Grease. Oh. Just throwing it out there because no one would say it.
Eugene?
You know, Eugene Grease? Because that's a very famous play. If you were casted as Eugene, you know you were the nerd of the play. You it's just true. Got casted as the nerd. So he was like the quintessential high school nerd. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying he's the answer. I'm just saying he's that guy.
Yo, Cove, I was answering the studio line, so I don't know if you guys mentioned him, but I think of Lewis Skolnick.
Oh, yes. From Revenge of the
Revenge
Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Growing up, he was the leader of the nerds.
He's the leader of their nerds.
I think of Poindexter.
Poindexter. That's you know what? They're all great names, all great nerds. But do any of them really rival Steve Urkel? I hate to agree with Rich, but he makes a really strong case. He had every quality what a nerd would be.
Steve Urkel, quintessential nerd, but there are honorable mentions. You brought up John Cryer as Ducky, but what about on 2 1/2 Men? Think about it. Charlie Sheen was the playboy, womanizer, cool guy, and John Cryer was his nerdy bro.
I got one based on what you just said that no one's going to say, so I'll just say it. Skippy from Family Ties. He was a nerd, right?
I mean, huge nerd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Skippy.
He was just a
nerd. He was obsessed with Mallory,
right?
What about
Dwight from The Office?
It's a good one, Spot.
Oh, big nerd, yeah.
Dwight.
But do they any of them rival Urkel? Urkel was the font. Remember, you brought up the Fonz as the definition of cool. The Fonz was also a side character that became the main character, much like Urkel. But Urkel did it on the flip side of that. He made the nerd the main character of that show. He was supposed to be an ancillary character.
Now, we did point that out. Now, when you talk about nerds, Covino, we say Urkel's top of the heap. I mean, he's the Michael Jordan of nerds.
He's Mount Rushmore, man. He's like the Gretzky. But he might be undebatable.
You know, in typical fashion, everyone loves to do their Mount Rushmore of everything. Meanwhile, none of us have ever been to Mount Rushmore. But everyone loves to do their Mount Rushmore. So you have Urkel there. Three others. I think Dwight from The Office, like Spot said, just based on the haircut alone and the vibe of Dwight. Dwight's on Mount Rushmore with Urkel. You might put Carlton up there, and I'm trying to think of this.
And Sheldon.
And Sheldon? Is that it?
It's generational, man. I think a lot of younger guys would say Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. The whole show was about nerds.
Oh, Spot.
Then you're leaving off Skolnick. So then you're sort of isolating 80s dudes who grew up with Revenge of the Nerds.
Hold on.
Dude was the nerd.
I'm thinking of when I'm picturing 80s, 90s nerds in my head. Spot, Covino's a couple years older than us, so he always loves to say, yeah, I was out getting booty when you guys were watching TGIF.
I mean, it's true.
Sure.
I'm sitting at home watching Family Matters, Full House. And Step by Step. Spot, wasn't the Suzanne Summers' son?
Yeah, the son was a huge nerd.
The son on Step by Step, that little, he was a little dweeb. I forget his name.
Oh, the kid from Twilight Zone, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not popular enough, but he did come to mind for me. I'm like, yeah, because the whole point was, how could he be such a nerd when his mom was the hot Suzanne Summers?
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Who else could even rival the GOAT? Look, there's lots of there's lots of GOATs, right?
Yeah.
Some are undebatable. Urkel might be in that Gretzky sort of echelon of nerds.
Listen, other sports
shows, really hard to debate.
Other sports shows might debate, Jordan, LeBron, and your typical Ali and Tyson and Gretzky and Jerry Rice or Randy Moss. No. Here on Covino Rich, who's the nerd goat?
Who's the the goat of the nerds? Because again, is Joe Mangan? You could make a case that he is because he still pulls premium tail, as the kids say, Rich. Joe Manganiello is a sports nerd. He is a Dungeons and Dragons guy. It's his birthday. That's why we bring this up.
And he's
but maybe
also,
he's just too handsome to even also, fall yeah, into the category. Yeah. I don't know.
When you're Magic Mike and your ex-wife is Sofia Vergara and you already have a beautiful new... Now, Manganiello's too cool to...
He's like a hot chick that says, I'm really just the nerd.
Yeah, Joe Manganiello being into Dungeons and Dragons is like a hot chick that puts on glasses and pigtails, and she's like, I'm a nerd. And you're like, you're not a nerd. You're just a hot chick that put her hair in a, up.
Exactly.
Throw on some glasses. It's like that, what's that movie, She's All That?
Right.
And Freddie Prinze Jr. takes off the girl's glasses, and he's like, see?
Rachel Lee Cook.
Rachel Lee Cook. Mike in North Carolina, we'll start with you. Covino and Rich, filling in for Dan Patrick. Figure we'll mix it up a little bit today. Best nerd, who comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, come on, Saved by the Bell, Screech.
Oh, dude. How do we leave off Screech?
Yeah, it's like Rich's favorite show.
The late, great Dustin Diamond, who, he squabbled with that cast in his final days. But yeah, Screech was a great nerd.
Screech was packing heat, though. A lot of people don't know that.
He had a hog in his pantalones?
Remember he made a porn or something? Rest in peace. But you know what, Rich? He may be the solid number two. And sometimes a solid number two is better than the number one.
Stop it.
No, but if you're saying Urkel's the GOAT,
I think Screech could be right up there.
If
you really want to go the eye-rolling route of a Mount Rushmore, which I brought up. So, yeah, I think Screech is on that. Nick Cope, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I was thinking, do we need some female representation this Mount Rushmore?
Oh,
because, so for me, my favorite cartoon as a kid, Scooby-Doo. Oh. What about Velma?
Velma.
Oh, good one. and on that
Nick,
note.
Nick, is that your number one choice if you had to with a cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Nick, on that note, how about Lisa Simpson?
Oh, yeah.
Legendary nerd.
Uh-huh.
She was a nerd, too. You're right about that. Again, back to the phone calls. I'm going to throw one out there in between because no one's going to say it. But if you were a big MTV kid like I was growing up and you loved Van Halen and 80s rock like that, the Hot for Teacher video was as famous as it got. And they depicted like all the cool kids in school who turned into Van Halen. And then there was Waldo. Sit down, Waldo. Waldo was the nerd, and he was just nervous to be in school. He was the guy.
I thought you were going to say the VJ Kennedy.
No, yeah. Kennedy was a nerd. You're right.
What about, what's her face from New Girl, Zooey Deschanel? Wasn't her whole character, she was a nerd, Jess, on that show,
she was
New
just
Girl?
Quirky.
What about the, who, by the way, turned into a pretty curvy, good-looking young woman, the daughter on Modern Family?
Ariel Winters.
Ariel Winters. She played the nerd on the show and then, grew up and now she's in that vein,
Topanga, Boy Meets Girl, she was a nerd. She was all into academics.
Rich,
she's
Danny
like a,
G.
She's
spot,
like a hippie.
Fox Sports Radio Nation, I consider him to be one of my heroes and one of the baddest, most suckas around and ever in the world of comedy. True badass, but would you consider Pee Wee Herman a nerd?
The late, great Pee Wee? Oh, you know what?
I think he just stole a caller's answer.
You know, let's
Let's go to phones.
Let's go to Lisa in Florida. Lisa, you're on with Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What's up, Lisa?
You totally did steal my thunder. I'm more of the Thelma era, but Pee Wee Herman started it all.
You know, you're talking to my co-host, Steve Covino here. Biggest Pee Wee Herman fan I know. Rest in peace, Pee Wee. But yeah, he was legend.
But what was great about Pee Wee Herman is, like, he was kind of cool. He just dressed like a nerd, right? Like, he thought he was cool.
He was funny.
And he thought he was a ladies' man. He was dissing Dottie, remember? She's like, come on, Pee Wee. Let's just go out on a date. He's like, what? He didn't have time for that. He was in his zone.
By the way, how did Pee Wee Herman not have time for Dottie?
He was doing magic tricks. I don't know.
All right, let's take one more phone call now. We'll take the rest when we come back. James in Wisconsin. What's up, James? Yo, James.
Hang on here. We got a full board. Hang on.
You know
there
what?
We go.
Oh, there we go.
There's James.
What up, James?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call real quick. I kind of got stole on the peewee, but I got a couple more for you. I got this guy's kind of a whack job and got in a lot of trouble, but I got Jared from Subway, and then the sports guy, I got Kirk Cousins.
You know, Kirk Cousins is a great nerd. Yo, Jared from Subway, disqualified because he's a creep and in prison. But when he was the spokesman before you realized what a piece of garbage he was a nerd. Yeah, he was a nerd. That
Cousins
just
is a good one. You see what a nerd he is in Quarterback on Netflix. Like, a lovable nerd. Would you say Eli Manning is a big-time sports nerd? At least I thought
about it. No, Eli's in the category of goober.
Goon.
What about Dobbs?
Goober.
Isn't Dobbs a huge nerd?
Dobbs is he's astronaut. Yeah, Dobbs and a
nerd.
It's a scientific nerd.
You guys haven't hit on one very unexpected
nerd. Parents look like aliens.
Who's the unexpected
nerd? They're in specific categories of, like, they're athletic nerds.
This guy, his love of Dungeons and Dragons, which I also love, is very extremely well documented. Vin Diesel's
like a
Vin
closet
Diesel
nerd, huh?
Loves Dungeons and Dragons
and family.
Yeah. So, your thoughts at Kavino and Rich 877-99 on Fox, filling in for Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, a huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading card and NFT partner of the DP Show. Dive into the action with the hottest NFL and NBA trading cards as the season heats up. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America is breaking new ground with exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. NetSuite.com /Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah, Profet's on the ones and twos. Danny G super producing at 877-99 on Fox. Spot is on the videos at Covino and Rich. We're CNR on FSR in for Dan Patrick. Again, live from the Mercedes-Benz studios, talking nerds on a Throwback Thursday. We're still going to talk some sports here.
I'd hope so.
We still got to talk about the Chiefs. And even though they're struggling, is Patrick Mahomes still the best player in the NFL?
That's
got lots to get to.
Great question. So, you know, I want to get to that quick, so let's go rapid fire.
But I was going to say, in tribute to Joe Manganiello's birthday, he's the ultimate nerd. He's sort of a crossover nerd because he's like a sports nerd and an actual nerd. But who's the ultimate nerd? I think what we've discovered here, Rich, is really interesting. Yeah. Steve Urkel is the Jordan, the Ali, the Gretzky, the all-time GOAT of nerds. Family Matters ran from 89 to 98. Jim Parsons made a valiant attempt, but no one's out-nerded Steve Urkel.
Pee-wee Herman's there. Carlton's there.
I mean, they did Screech dirty. The dude wore a clown outfit and a beanie, so I mean, he's on that list,
Screech
too.
Screech is there as well. But you know what? I was looking at what was going on today. I'm like, oh, who celebrates a birthday? And I saw Manganiello, and I'm thinking, poor guy, grew up with a bunch of combination Christmas birthday gifts like Danny G, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. Hey, it's your birthday and Christmas.
But Urkel was the ultimate nerd. I mean, the ultimate. Carlton, again, he was more of a cornball. You know, I think if you're handsome and you're good at sports, it sort of cancels out your nerdy qualities a little bit, which makes Urkel on that upper echelon. Because have you seen the story of Pacers Miles Turner? Danny G, you probably have seen this, like in his obsession with Star Wars and Legos.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. Remember he walked into Star Wars night recently dressed as Han Solo. And he had a very attractive Princess Leia with him.
Yeah, so when you're rolling with attractive Princess Leias and you're in the NBA, even though you really are a nerd and you're spending your spare time with Legos, it sort of cancels it out a little bit.
Like you said before the break, if you're an attractive woman and you're like, I'm a nerd. It's like, no, if you're freaking hot, you're not a nerd. I don't care what you like. Oh, you like, nerdy.
You like Harry Potter? Big
no,
deal.
You're a hot girl that likes nerdy stuff. You're not a nerd.
Right.
That, by the way, one of my biggest pet peeves, when a good-looking girl's like, oh, my God, I'm such a nerd. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. Steve Urkel's a nerd. You're not a nerd. Rapid fire through the phones. We'll start with Joey in Tampa. You're on with Covino and Rich in for DP. We're going to talk some Chiefs in a second, but let's go through the phone calls. Hey, Joey.
Hey, you guys took my ribbon. I was about to say it. I was going to say Screech, but I was going to say Minkus from Boy Meets World 2.
Yeah, I think that was the equation.
Minkus.
You know how, like, nowadays, I feel like every sitcom or show on Netflix or Hulu needs, like, the funny, sassy gay dude? Back in the day, I think it was the nerd. Shows today don't have a nerd for the most part because the nerd's sort of mainstream now.
Well, props to Jaleel White because what we're learning here is that no one did it better than him.
He's the king. Jake in Iowa. What's up, Jake?
Hey, yeah. What about Back to the Future with George McFly?
Yo. It's a great one. Get your damn hands off her.
You know, George McFly is part of a legendary trilogy, not just one movie, right?
Man.
So that's got to compete with Family Matters. George McFly,
dude,
that's a great answer,
George
man.
McFly might be one of the best answers. How did I not think of that?
And his name's McFly.
McFly.
God, it's such a great one,
with
man.
And by the way, the counter, he had the counter of one of the best bullies ever, Biff. So like, it even made his nerd. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Brian in Arkansas. Covino and Rich, what's up, buddy?
Predating all of this, and I think he was the original nerd. How about Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis in there, or just a peculiar fella? Sort of like odd.
He played the Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
It's kind of nerdy.
Very nerdy.
Before our time, a little bit.
Bottle glasses, like he had the buck teeth in a lot of his characters.
I wanted to add an underrated TV nerd. One of the reasons I love my wife, one of the many reasons, what's the one TV show that you go to sleep with it on in the background? For us, it's King of Queens.
Oh, that's a good one.
When she told me that, I'm like, that's the one I have on in the background too. Spence, Patton Oswalt.
It's a
really,
good one.
Really good nerd.
Hey, Patton Oswalt's a good nerd for sure.
And he also played a sports nerd in the movie Big Fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I get a real life nerd mention?
Yeah.
Zuckerberg. The biggest nerd of them all.
I mean, so is Bezos. They're all nerds.
Bezos,
but you know what?
Elon Musk.
Dude, billions of dollars. Look at a picture.
Doesn't take the way of the fact that you're a nerd.
No offense to the balding guys out there, but look at the photos of a balding Jeff Bezos when Amazon was on its come up, and he's in his off small little office. He's got the like George Costanza haircut. It's like, I'm Jeff Bezos. Now the dude's on yachts.
Now he's a super villain.
And he looks like a villain in an Austin Powers
movie.
Really
powerful, and you've made your billions, it cancels out the nerdiness a little bit.
I don't know. Elon Musk sometimes will pose with like flintlock pistols, and he's got that god-awful bomber jacket with the fur around it. It's just, oh my God. It's awful. He's trying so hard. He had like a plastic pistol from like a cyberpunk game.
Money could try to disguise the nerd, but sometimes you can't shed it. You can't. William in Virginia. We'll take two more. William and Wade. I think we just talked. No, Mike too. All right, we'll go to William. What's up, William?
Hey, guys. I think it's from the early 90s, but it was with Kid and Play, and I think it was Class Act.
Oh, Class Act, I love
the
movie.
And Kid plays the nerd guy, and then they switch personalities or they switch names and try to go with that. And then
Duncan Pendergrass?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. For a female, that movie, She's All That, where she's the huge nerd, and then they try to give her the makeover.
I think that's the funniest example ever, because Rachel Lee Cook was smoking hot. They took off her glasses and let her hair down? Come on. Thank you, Will. Mike in Michigan.
Pinder Hughes.
All right, let's go to Wade. We'll go to Wade in Indiana. Wade, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Wade?
Hey, I got a deep cut, pre-Urkel, head of the class, Arvid Ingen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah.
Absolutely remember that. That's a good one. The thing is, it's a great honorable mention, but he does not rival Urkel. Like, that's what we really established here is, man, that dude was the goat of nerds. And, Rich, I'm also thinking, like, because when you think of nerds, you think of, like, the 80s. Your 80s baseball cards, any nerdy ones come to mind? I'm like, yo, even though he's a badass in the big leagues, like Kent Tekulve always looked like a big nerd.
Oh, I always thought, I know he was a great player, but I always thought there was no one nerdier. My dad would always make the reference to, hey, look at that guy. He looks like Kurt Rambis.
like a big nerd. Like he was a scrappy guy, he looked like a nerd.
Dude, if my dad and I were playing some basketball at the park or something and some nerdy guy was shooting hoops, my dad would be like, who is that guy? Was he Kurt Rambis? Kurt Rambis is a great sports nerd.
Sports nerds.
But if we'll wrap up Mike in Michigan, and then I think we could put together our four. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I got one last one here, fellas, and he's old school, so your throwback thing works. What about Barney Fife, from Andy Griffith Show?
Oh, that's a good one. But he was so smooth as
Mr. Furley
that it almost cancels out.
He was a nerd, though. All right, so if we had to pick four, you'd go Urkel, Screech.
Carlton.
I feel like there was one other that someone named. Oh, and
Skolnick from Revenge of the Nerds.
I think we have to go McFly.
You got to go top five then.
McFly?
Nah.
George McFly, dude?
McFly was, that's one of that movie's timeless.
And he like grew out of it once he punched Biff. His life changed.
So I think Urkel, Screech, Carlton.
Still a nerd.
Urkel, Screech, Carlton, McFly. Change our mind at Covino and Rich. Now, I do want to talk some Kansas City Chiefs because I don't know. It's almost a situation of I'm not going to not believe in them until they lose. Like, it's, you know, every year, Covino, you and I joke about how playoffs come around and we could talk all year, yet come crunch time, sometimes the same few superstars rise to the occasion. And I would not be shocked I don't care if they're 9-6 and stumble into the playoffs at 10-7 or 11-6. Or it doesn't matter.
They're still the Chiefs. Yeah.
They're still the Chiefs. So it's a two-part question.
And he's still Mahomes, but he's a frustrated Mahomes. We have not seen this level of frustration.
Oh, you're right about that. We have never seen a 6-loss Mahomes. You know what we've never seen also? A on-the-road-in-the-playoffs Mahomes. He's never played a road playoff game.
You've never seen a Mahomes who doesn't seem to trust his team the way he appears to not trust his
By
team.
The way, if you are new to Covino and Rich, Mahomes will be on our show next Tuesday afternoon.
That's right.
It's going to be Can't Miss Radio.
Oh, yeah. We always do.
Frustrated Mahomes is the best Mahomes.
Some NFL trivia on Tuesday for some prizes, so join us.
So here's your two-part question, and we'll take your feedback. And it's part A of the question. Part one, part A, either one. Have you decided that Mahomes, regardless of the struggles, if not Mahomes, who would you say is the best player in the NFL right now?
That's part an easy answer. I really do.
All right, save it. Part one of the question is, if not Mahomes, because I still feel, I don't care about the receivers and the struggles and everything going on. If you were to ask me right now, who's the best player in the National Football
League?
Save
your answer, too.
I have my answer. And we're also going to talk some Chiefs, and I want to know where everyone feels like this ends up for them. Do you trust Andy Reid, Mahomes, and Kelsey and the core of that team enough that come playoff time, maybe experience, maybe stepping it up when it matters? Like, what is the fate of the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs? That and your feedback next right here. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
From Wilkes-Barre. Is it Wilkes-Barre? 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 Pennsylvania.
Oh, no, it's Wilkes-Barre. Wilkes-Barre.
It's Breaking Benjamin on our Butt Rock playlist, which, by the way, I play this stuff every night. So do I. I love them a lot. Underrated band from Pennsylvania. I play them on Turbo 41 on Sirius XM. Join me tonight.
Speaking of nerds. Speaking of nerds, you know where I first really got into heard Breaking Benjamin? They'd missed my radar, but I was playing Halo 2 as a kid, and Breaking Benjamin has a song in there.
You know what? Most people find their new rock or new music through video games nowadays.
Yeah,
so.
it's like TikTok and video games, a big source of new music. Hey, Covino, speaking of nerds, to wrap it up, you said Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, the home of The Office, where we mentioned Dwight, one of the big nerds out there. The Office took place.
Wilkes-Barre. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS. And the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, and all-time greats. The only place to collect them all is Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more, start and continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Again, Covino and Rich with Danny G in spot. It's the show filling in for Dan Patrick. Day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick, which means we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, nothing makes me happier than I'm still looking up stuff. The whole interaction with Deebo Samuel and Cam Newton. If you missed that earlier in the show, Danny will post the podcast. So a lot of fun back and forth between Cam and Deebo. We talked some Russell Wilson, Sean Payton. Was it done before it even started? Like we said, you go into a new workplace. People want their own people. Did Sean Payton ever really want Russell Wilson? There's so many layers there. We talked about a bunch of it. You missed that on the podcast. But before we wrap the show with some Kansas City Chiefs, Covino, I saw a meme that I can't get out of my head. Did you see this one as well? That Jason Kelce looks like the snowman from the Rudolph claymation?
No, but
now I can't get it out of my head. Look at it.
Our buddy Spot looks like UConn Cornelius.
You do, Spot. But Spot, look at the side-by-side of Jason Kelce, because he got Leah's little eyes. Look at Jason Kelce next to the snowman from Rudolph. And it's fantastic.
Hey, maybe we do doppelgangers tomorrow. We're going to have 3 hours to fill for Dan Patrick. But right now, you know, we established on a Throwback Thursday that Urkel is the GOAT, the answer when it comes to nerds.
Yeah.
And in sports, especially in the NBA, you hear more in the NBA, I think, than anywhere else about who's the best player on the court right now. And it's always like, well, LeBron, or then Giannis. It was quite Leonard for a minute. It always like teeters on who's the best guy at the moment. And in football for the past few years, it's been Mahomes. Like, he's the face of the NFL. He's the guy. He's the best player on the field. And, you know, not to take anything away from him, but he struggled. In fact, everybody struggled this year.
Shout out to our listener, Ed, who tweeted in the question as well. He was like, you guys should talk about who's the best now, if not Mahomes.
Yeah. So the question based on that is Mahomes still the best player on the field? It's not necessarily an MVP conversation. It's like, is he still the best guy out there, or has someone stepped into this moment, and now they're the best? And I think the answer is clear. I'm not saying Mahomes is done by any means, but I think it's safe to say that Lamar Jackson is by far the best player on the field right now.
You know, it's you brought up other sports, the NBA. It always seems like it's like, ooh, is it Jokic? Is it, there was a minute, you're right, where it was like Kawhi. Then it was like, well, Kevin Durant's the best. Well, then it was LeBron.
Right.
And
it's always a debate. In baseball, it was Mike Trout for many years. Then it became Shohei, right? He's the best guy out there. In football, it's been Mahomes for a decent amount of time now, but I think that it's up for the grabs.
I don't think it is. I'll tell you that. It's still Mahomes. You could say Lamar Jackson, and listen.
I thought you were going to say maybe McCaffrey.
McCaffrey is...
Because when you think of quarterbacks, they've all slumped. You really can't say the same for McCaffrey.
There's something to be said about it. I don't want to fall into the trap of like MVP needs to be quarterback. And I know we're not talking MVP, but McCaffrey's great. He just brings so much to a team. But
I think McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill both need to be in the conversation.
Yeah, like if you're going to be like, if you're talking about like guys that just bring it, Tyreek Hill, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, these are some of the faces of the NFL. But no matter. Lamar Jackson, he whooped my team. I'm a Niners fan, so of course I saw what he's capable of. Well,
that's how I look at it, Rich, the face of the NFL,
I think no matter what, listen, Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl with a 10-win Packers team. Joe Montana won a Super Bowl with a 10-win Niners team. You don't need to win. You don't need to go in the current 17-game schedule. You don't need to go 13-4 or 14-3 to be the guy. Mahomes could sneak in the playoffs at 10 and 7, 11 and 6, and win the Super Bowl. I will never count out Patrick Mahomes. Now, yes, there'll be obstacles. First time he's ever going to have to play road playoff games. The first time he has no real wide receiver one that he trusts other than Travis Kelce at the tight end position.
Who looks like he's lumbering a little bit,
yeah,
as we were discussing earlier.
I just there's something to be said about, yes, it's not the same.
Yeah, he sheds tacklers, but it just looks like he's been running with heavy legs.
I think that it's almost like, well, as Ric Flair once said, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
So would it change your mind if Lamar hoisted up the Lombardi?
You know, if Lamar hoisted up the Lombardi, it would. I would say, you know, in this moment, maybe Lamar is the number one guy. But
okay,
in the
Cam Newton thought process of the game.
Dude, Mahomes has been
to... When it comes
to
athleticism and just what their physical capabilities are.
Mahomes is still number one to me.
Really? I'm thinking maybe... I thought Mahomes always played with that magic. Like, he had that flair, obviously.
Yeah.
But he played with the magic where luck was always on his side. When it comes to skill and athleticism and what you're seeing on the field, I think Lamar Jackson has the edge there.
Well, you know what? We're going to see a lot come this postseason, right? Because Lamar's always been characteristically bounced early from the playoffs. Hasn't stepped it up in those big games since 2018, right?
Or has been hurt.
Or has been, you know, banged up. So, to me, the answer is Patrick Mahomes, undoubtedly.
Still the best. Still the best on the field.
It's like...
You can't debate it. I'm with you on you can't count him out.
It's hard. Like I said, Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And three of the last four Super Bowls included the Kansas City Chiefs. A win over my Niners where him and Tyreek Hill had magic in the fourth quarter, which broke my heart. He lost to Tom Brady when they were the favorite team. Tom Brady just had some magic that day with Gronk. So two Super Bowls. Then that year where the Bengals got the better of him, in a game that it looked like the Chiefs should have won, the Rams win the Super Bowl. And then last year, they beat the Eagles. So three of the last four Super Bowls featured Mahomes. He won two of them. So when Lamar Jackson hasn't even got past the divisional round, you can't tell me anyone's the face of the NFL or number one other than Patrick Mahomes. If you were starting a team today and I said, you could have one guy on your team, who's not taking Patrick Mahomes? That's your answer. If I said one guy... Lamar Jackson was a free agent. No one bit.
You know what's changed Covino a little bit, though? And I respect him, even though he's a rival. I looked at him as very competitive. Now I look at him as kind of pouty.
Well, that's what happened. When winners lose a little bit, sometimes
they
get pouty.
We've seen the crybaby antics, and social media runs with that.
So, your thoughts, would love your feedback, at Covino and Rich. If not Mahomes... Who is the, quote, face of the NFL? Who's the number one guy? Is it Lamar Jackson? Has he done enough? I mean, again, I think that if you were to ask anyone, start a franchise today, you get first pick. I think everyone would say, anyone? I could pick anyone? Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. I will start my team with Mahomes. Are you starting your team with anyone else? I don't think so. Well, let me throw one more name out there, by the way, not in that conversation, the nerd one. Sean hit us up and he goes, how did you guys leave out Chris Sabo's goggles as a kid?
I was thinking about that, but he made goggles cool for a lot of nerdy little kids.
Like me, I wore the goggles.
Yeah, and every little kid with glasses in Little League was Sabo in the 80s.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow. In again for DP. Thanks for hanging. Covino and Rich, we'll see you then. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good one.
Goodbye, guys. Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.